Eduard, King Gret Tostic Eol, and alla mine Figenus on Efferwicshire Frian Lich. This is the earliest written mention of Yorkshire. It is the opening of a royal writ set down in the first half of the 1060s. In today's English it reads, Edward the King greets Earl Tostic and all my thanes of Yorkshire in friendship. Eofawick, probably spoken something like Everwick, was the Old English name for York. Danes, or self-identified Danes, ruled York and its region from the later 9th century to the middle of the 10th. In their speech, Efferwick slipped to Eovic, say it Jorvik, and the name referred to a kingdom, as well as the city. The kingdom became one of England's shires when kings of Wessex took hold of it in the 10th century. Shire was an Old English word denoting an area of responsibility. Tellingly, it was often hitched to other terms that had to do with district and sway, like Sgeirgerifa, shire-reeve, whence sheriff, an official responsible for safeguarding the king's interests. 20 years after Edward's writ, William the Conqueror commissioned a survey to describe the resources of England's towns and manors and learn their taxable value. A century later, this was known as the Domesday Book. Domesday's Yorkshire pages reveal a governmental region in administrative working order, with three county-size subdivisions known as ridings. From Old Norse, Þriung, a thirding, and smaller administrative districts called wapentakes. One of the wapentakes in the West Riding was called the Ainsty, which lay west of the city of York and was bounded by the rivers Ouse, Wharf and Nid. York claimed authority over Ainsty at least from the 13th century, and between the mid-15th century and the reform of municipal corporations in 1836, the area was directly under the city's jurisdiction. After 1836, Ainsty was returned to the West Riding. It has since disappeared as a unit of local government, but its name lives on in trading estates, pubs, and streets.